This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. The long, arduous battle to stop the development of an old-growth forest along the Red River may be over, but grassroots organizations say more work needs to be done. Kat Gauthier, a member of the Coalition to Save the LeMay Forest, vividly remembers receiving the text message, "WAB is expropriating."
For the rest of my life, I will never forget what I was doing and how I felt when I saw that text. I was getting gas. I had a group of ladies in the car with me, and we were on the road, and I basically hadn't been looking at my phone very much. And I saw that text, "WAB is expropriating." I was in complete shock. And then I just broke down, sobbing uncontrollably, repeating, "I can't believe it's done. I can't believe it's done. I can't believe it's done."
On April 14th, 2025, Premier Wab Kanu declared the province of Manitoba would expropriate the LeMay Forest and convert it into a provincial park, effectively halting the proposed development.
So I want the chainsaws to stop. And to that end, the province of Manitoba is going to expropriate LeMay Forest and turn it into a provincial park.
The premier emphasized reasonable steps to purchase the land had been attempted, including an offer significantly above what the developer originally paid. With negotiations stalled and legal avenues exhausted, expropriation was deemed necessary to serve the public interest.
There's been a good faith attempt to buy the land from the developer here, and the offer, from what I understand, was way more than what the developer paid for this area. So there is a public interest here. We think that public interest is probably best served by making it a provincial park. And so while reasonable steps have been attempted and have not borne the result that I think serves the public interest, we're now going to move ahead with expropriation.
Kat Gauthier had never planned to become an activist. In 2020, a new developer unveiled plans to build a mixed-use residential project, parking lots, and a retention pond in the LeMay Forest. When she learned that the old growth would be cut down, she says she had to get involved.
Just a handful of people met at a neighbor's house and tried to come up with ways to stop the development, because we knew this sacred ceremonial land was in there, that it was extremely biodiverse and really important to the environment. So it was kind of climate anxiety that really drove me to show up and take action, because I was seeing all over the city, forests on private land were just being totally razed.
LeMay Forest is home to some of Winnipeg's last remaining riparian woodland, as well as the Asile Ricotte Cemetery, where an estimated 1,300 to 2,000 children from a former orphanage were buried in unmarked graves. Conservationists have long warned that any development would destroy irreplaceable ecological and cultural assets. Gauthier says the entire process to protect the forest has been an exhausting endeavor.
It was really hard unless you had a wide sort of net of volunteers for boots on the ground awareness campaign. Like, we used social media, and that was kind of but it was really frustrating, because when you're learning the city hall ropes as you go, and there's no, it's your democratic right to be a public participant, right, in what goes on in your city, because the decision makers are the ones that you elected. Really frustrating learning the ropes as we go and kind of reinventing the wheel.
Many individuals, like Diane Bosquette, have spoken to the city council several times to raise their concerns.
I come today to stand before you not as a voice of an individual, but the voice of my ancestors, my community, and generations yet to come. I'm here to speak about the LeMay Forest, a sacred space that holds the remains of 3,383 children that perished at the Asile, a home for unwed mothers. This is not just a forest. It is a burial ground. It is a ceremonial space where our people have come for years, and now it's under threat.
Through meetings and the extended process of stopping development, the coalition has raised concerns about the difficulty of navigating civic processes.
Like, there's such short lead time to public participation at these council meetings. You get the agenda and then you have, I don't know, maybe 4 days to mobilize people to send in their comments, register as delegations. So it was really, really frustrating, and not knowing, you know, who the people are to contact to provide help.
When You Multicultural reached out to the city of Winnipeg about these concerns the coalition had brought up, the city's communication department responded with a statement. The statement is being read by You Multicultural's Yulia Kovalenko.
As part of the city's council and committee meetings, there are opportunities for residents and organizations to appear in delegation and provide input on matter being considered. Information on how to appear in delegation or submit comments in writing is available on the city's website. Additionally, all meetings are available to watch by the city's YouTube channel. Council and committee meeting schedules are determined well in advance and can be found online.
Despite the challenges, the coalition continued their efforts by attending city meetings, facing down clear-cutting crews, and watching ancient trees, some over 200 years old, fall. With the expropriation in motion, the coalition's work isn't finished. Gauthier and others are now collaborating with the director of provincial parks to envision the future of LeMay Forest.
So our vision for the LeMay Forest is that the 22-acre LeMay Forest in Greenfield would be maintained as a healthy, biodiverse park for vegetation and wildlife, where visitors can find peace and tranquility.
There are still meetings to attend and long-term legal processes to navigate. However, Gauthier is hopeful that through sharing their experiences, other grassroots movements can find success in the future. With You Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.